Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Today it will be cloudy to partly cloudy, warm, hot in places. There are also showers and thunder showers in places in Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo and Northwest. Pretoria up to 30 today, Johannesburg 27, Mbombela 37 and Emalahleni 30, Polokwane up to 32 today and Rustenburg 37. If you're travelling in December, Cape Town 27, Gqeberha 26, Durban 28 and Bloemfontein a very hot 38.
In Boysens this morning on the M1 northbound, there's still queuing traffic towards the Crown Interchange.
The South African Democratic Teachers Union has urged President Cyril Ramaphosa to stick to Friday's deadline and sign into law the final two clauses of the Basic Education Laws Amendment Act. Ramaphosa signed the act into law in September, but due to opposition from the DA, delayed the implementation of clauses 4 and 5 for 3 months to allow for negotiations and solutions.
The Bella Act has not been challenged in any court of law for its constitutionality, nor declared unconstitutional by any court of law.
And Ghana's opposition leader John Mahama has officially won the country's election, easily defeating the ruling party candidate after voters punished the government's economic management and high living costs. The landslide comeback for former President Mahama ended 8 years in power for the new patriotic party under President Nana Akufo-Addo, whose last term was marked by Ghana's worst economic turmoil in years, an IMF bailout and debt default. And speaking of countries' economies, Sibanye-Stillwater has agreed to sell its Beatrix 4 shaft in the Free State for 500 million rand to London and A2X listed uranium group Neo Energy Metals. The sale of the shaft, which includes the Besa Uranium Project, will see Sibanye receive 250 million rand in cash and that amount in Neo Energy's shares, which will give it about a 40% ownership. And world oil prices have advanced on moves by China to boost its economy as traders tracked an uncertain future for Syria and the wider crude-rich Middle East. Major stock markets diverged as investors reacted to political crises in South Korea and France and tracked the perspectives for interest rate cuts. Wall Street stocks retreated with both the S&P 500 and Nasdaq pulling back from all-time highs as investors await key US inflation data later this week. A dollar will cost you 17 Rand 82 this morning, a euro 18 Rand 80 and a pound 22 Rand 71. Gold's trading at $2,667.43 per fine ounce and oil at $71.92 per barrel of Brent crude. More news at 8 or 7. 7! 7!
No, the magic number is 5. Five. That's the number of wickets that fell yesterday on the fifth and final day of the second test match between the Proteas and Sri Lanka in Durban.
Actually, the magic number is 1 because that's where we are on the World Championship
on the rankings. Yeah. Well done. Look at you, Warriors. Ooh. Yeah, that's right. The Proteas do take a 2-0 series win, and that puts them to the top of the World Test Championship table. For those who don't know, the ICC World Test Championship is a 2-year tournament with 9 teams competing for 2 spots in the World Test Championship final, and teams are ranked on percentage of WTC points won in eligible test matches, like the last 2 we've just played. Premier League official David Coote was sacked yesterday after referee bosses described his position as untenable over a video making derogatory remarks about former Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp. Coote was suspended last month after a video emerged on social media in which he branded Klopp arrogant and used offensive language. West Ham stars Jared Bowen and Thomas Suchek dedicated yesterday's vital 2-1 win over Wolves to Mikhail Antonio as their teammate recovers from a horrific car crash. The Jamaican striker needed surgery on a lower limb fracture after being cut out of his Ferrari following the terrifying accident in Epping. And that was the only match in the Premiership yesterday. And